Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97-1. All right, Sully, without delay, we've waited for it. College football is back. It means the picks are back. Hit the button.
Moment everybody waits for every week.
Those are the picks.
Oh, my God, I just picked a team with no offensive line.
Who is the celebrity guest picker?
I went to Oklahoma City as a kid.
God help me, game five.
Oh, I knew it right.
Yeah. Clear emotional pick for sure.
Honesty seems to have gotten me in trouble over the years here. You want to talk about intrigue? You want to talk about excitement?
Those are the picks.
Week one is upon us. A smorgasbord of action. It begins with USC minus 27 as they take on the Western Michigan Broncos. Oh, where have the Bodors gone? We start with the spiritual counsel of this program, Hatchet Man.
Hatchet Man.
This is a hard one for me. I am a Western household. They lost their quarterback, lost their receiver. Hashtag, let's ride. Can't say whatever I can say. Can't say it anymore. Let's go Western. I'm going Western.
Over to Sully.
It's tough because I love P.J. Fleck, and it was sad to see him leave Western. Hope he does well at Minnesota, but I have to go with Sam Darnold and USC here. Phenomenal quarterback. Give me the Trojans.
I'm with Sully on this. I just think losing a guy like Fleck, it guts your team. Do they have talent? Yes, they do. What's that kid's name? Franklin, the running back.
Yes.
Look, they got talent, but USC could be a buzzsaw this year. Darnold could be the number one pick in the draft. I'll lay the points.
Rant on, big boy. Rant on.
Hi, John L. Game number two, Clemson, minus 39.5 against Kent State. Fun note, Kent State just fired their coach, didn't they? Or was it a medical thing? Or I don't know, but guess who the head coach of Kent State is? Don Treadwell's back. We go over to Hatchet Man.
I was just going to mention that he is there. You know him well, Mike.
He's back.
Clemson is replacing my godson, Deshaun Watson. I'm going Kent State. I'm going Kent State. They can't replace Watson this easy.
Over to Sully. What?
Wow. I'm going to be very simple with this pick. Give me the defending champs. They're going to start out hot. Mm-mm. I'm going Clemson.
You know, Mike, I would agree with you, except Hatchet's got this right. You're breaking in a new quarterback. It can't run as smoothly as you like. If Kent State's got a pulse, hey, give me the 40 points. What the hell? I'll ride with David on this one. Game number three, and it might be the game of the week. Alabama minus 6.5. They take on Florida State. They're opening up Mercedes-Benz Arena. Stadium, Dome, Delight, whatever it's called. We go to Hatchet.
It really doesn't matter what you think.
Well, it does matter what I think, Nick Saban. You are always in the running to win the national championship, but Florida State has DeAndre Francois, and I think everyone knows what he looks like. I'm going Florida State.
Over to Sully.
He's not that great.
Mike, I am very excited because this is the first time I get to say this year.
I know.
One of my two rules with the picks, never, and I mean never, ever pick against Alabama. Roll Tide.
I agree with Sully, but for a different reason here. I refuse to believe in Florida State until I see them capable of protecting DeAndre Francois. Fabulous quarterback. Really, really good player. I'm not going to sit there and blindly say, hey, they'll finally learn how to do it against Alabama. I'll take a wait-and-see approach on
Florida
State.
What a great week one game, though.
It is. It's nice to see big matchups. I'll take Bama. Game number four, V-Tech minus 4 as they take on West Virginia and Dana Holgerson's hairline. We go to Hatchet.
This game is in D.C., and I just visited D.C. Nice town, beautiful area. Beautiful area. But I'm going Virginia Tech here because Josh Jackson is black. Let's go Virginia Tech.
The old standby continues. We go to Sully.
Colored is fine.
Well, David's doing one of his bits. I have to do one of my bits here. Guys, I have an uncle who attended Virginia Tech. And in honor of my uncle who attended VT, give me Virginia Tech.
What the hell was his name?
It's Uncle Daniel. His name's Daniel.
Uncle Daniel?
Yes.
He's a deadbeat.
I love West Virginia before the calendar hits November. Give me Holgorsen, that offense, and those beautiful butter-colored helmets. I'll take West Virginia. I don't even know your Uncle Daniel. Game number
great
five,
guy.
Texas, minus 18.5. They take on Maryland. We go to Hatchet.
I'm not quite sure Texas is ready yet, but out of principle, they fired Charlie Strong. Let's go, Maryland.
Oh, come on.
Well, I don't get Dave, right, man.
Over to Sully.
Does everything have to be about race, David? Come
yes.
on.
Yes.
Jeez. I'm going to pick this based off of a player that I really like that I watched many times last year.
This is Gator.
Shane Buechele. Guy's great, fun kid to watch at quarterback for Texas. Give me the Longhorns here.
I'm going to ride with Sully on it because Buechele throws one of the best deep balls I've seen.
Yes,
and you know
does.
What?
Yeah.
Maryland, they are recruiting really well. They'll be there eventually.
They're DJ Durkin.
Yeah, they'll beat up on State, that's for sure. But the Under Armour money's not going to save them here. I like Texas here. Game number six, Georgia, minus 14.5 as they take on Appy State. Weird spread.
Mm.
Weird guy. We go to Hatchet.
It is a weird spread. And today is the anniversary of App State over Michigan.
Second
but that's
deck.
Not tomorrow. They will not be Georgia. I'm going Georgia.
Over to Sully.
Guys, I have to do this out of our great boss and program director, Jimmy Powers, who's from Georgia. Give me Georgia here. And this is just out of pure respect for our boss.
Woo! I'm not finished, fake news.
All right, listen. Spread is weird. Only thing I know about Georgia is Nick Chubb is back for his 17th season.
Yeah.
I'll take App State here. To hell with it. Roll a dice. We're all starting out 0-0. Give me the dog. That's
unbelievable.
Favorite game of the week for Upset City. Iowa laying 11.5 to the Cowpokes of Wyoming. We go to David.
And they're off. This game is tough to pick, but Josh Allen is the future first round, number one overall pick. And his name is Josh. My cousin's name is Josh. He's black. I'm going Wyoming.
Over to Sully.
What a douche.
I have to do this because once I visited Wyoming, I visited Laramie, Wyoming, and War Memorial Stadium in high school. Took a visit there, so out of respect for that, I'm going to pick Wyoming.
You know, for once, I actually
love Josh
have
Allen.
A Sully name drop here. I do. I have an aunt who spent several years living in Wyoming.
Oh, beautiful. What part?
It was outside of Laramie in a town I couldn't name. The point is,
nice area.
She's been in this stadium. She's toured these facilities.
Interesting stadium.
That's right.
Got a bunch of trees.
You're giving me the best quarterback in America, allegedly. Plus 11.5 against an Iowa team that may not have a skill player worth remembering.
That spread has gone down a lot, though.
Give me Wyoming. All right, the junior varsity takes the field at noon. TV coverage on Nickelodeon. MSU minus 17 versus Bowling Green. David.
Michigan State coming off that 3-9 train. They recover. They win.
Sully.
Very interesting pick, guys. As you know, last year, Tyler O'Connor, a good friend of mine, was Michigan State's
second
quarterback.
Dick.
His younger
second,
brother,
second
who I also
dick.
Know,
second
Aiden
dick.
O'Connor, plays for Bowling Green.
Ooh.
So I'm going to stick with the O'Connor family, and I'm going to pick Bowling Green to cover against Michigan State.
Let's see. Got two walk-ons starting at defensive end. I can't even tell you half our secondary.
A lot of points.
Dave Warner's still blindfolded calling plays with a headset that's probably featuring Kids Bop. I'll take Bowling Green. Give me the 17 points.
Fury touchdown.
Wow.
Last game of the week, Michigan, 3:30 kickoff. You just heard from Todd Blackledge. Michigan minus 4.5 as they take on Florida. David, drop
yes!
it.
Despite the fact that Michigan will look like West Virginia in those maize uniforms tomorrow,
ooh,
Florida has no
ooh
roster, so I have to go Michigan.
Over to Sully.
Florida also hasn't lost an opener since 1989, which is a crazy stat, but that is going to end tomorrow in Dallas. Give me the Wolverines. Start it out right.
I'm with Sully here. Listen, I'd love to pick against them to start the year. I can't. Florida with the 10 suspensions, breaking in a new QB, down their top running back, down their top wide receiver. I'm just going to go with Michigan here.
I can't go the other way.
David, if you would, it's very exciting. It is the opening week of the picks. Thank you, everyone. David, join me.
97-1. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.